how being part of Walking Terra Krista has assisted you, because these energies are so much needed upon the earth. Take a few moments to share how the action of being part of Walking Terra Krista has changed you within your physical life and being part of all these energies.
Or even what you feel from today.
Yeah, I just wanted to share how the teachings of Walking Terra Krista have affected me so far in my own work as a therapist and a coach and a healer. So I've expanded, my work has expanded tremendously, and I can only imagine how much more it can serve me and I can serve others. But I realized that my work has been changing as a therapist and energy healer. So I feel more connected to the masters and more connected to my higher self that actually assists my clients in a much different way that I sometimes cannot make sense of. Versus before, when I would try to mentally figure everything out, I'm letting go more of that and allowing the energies to come through when I'm assisting clients to trust more. And of course, this is still a process and there's so much more to let go of. But it's been assisting me, and I've seen the changes in my clients, and that allows me to trust more on what I'm doing. So that's just one aspect of it, but most importantly is I've been working more on myself and really releasing all these barriers and barriers to my true self, and integrating the aspects of my spiritual aspects to my work. And to also expand my teaching with others, because I'm teaching others how to be more in alignment with their true self, and I still want to back. So it's really assisting, it's been really assisting with that, and, so I can be a better teacher to them. So I'm really excited about the journey. It's not easy, really, but I'm really, really excited about it, and I'm grateful to both of you and to all the masters that are assisting me every single day. In my personal life and in my professional life. Thank you.
First, I want to thank for this class today. I feel that I've been quite lost after the retreat, and I came right back, and I feel that now I'm ready to extend what I have received from the retreat, so I'm really, really grateful. For the pathway, with Walking Terra Krista for the past 5+ years, I feel that it's so hard to put into a few little words, but I remember when I first stepped onto Walking Terra Krista's work, I felt like I was in the base of God's, and I was searching so much, and I was praying to fulfill my highest potential on this earth, and I was really, my wish came true with that kind of feeling, and I stopped searching, and I started to really surrender to let my old identity go, that I was this designer that I molded myself into, but I just had to see all different aspects that I was not aware of, but it's really helping me to change what's in myself, that I can be more connected and realize my higher self within. And working with the masters has been just such a blessing, and I feel so much love in a soul level. I feel that I've met my soul family that pushes me in every way that I need to look into myself. But it's such a deep blessing that I felt no one understood me before this pathway. And now I have this group of people that truly understand me and guide me, love me. And I just have so much hope that I can fulfill my highest purpose. And I always have to remember that, so thank you so much.
I have found recently, as I am at my new job, just being able to be more authentic and stand strong in my frequency. I have a better ability to put myself in other people's shoes and be compassionate and not get involved in issuing the people I have, and I've just been able to sort of stand strong and honor myself and be more mature, I think, is the main thing. I have this maturity now where I just feel like I don't know how to say it, like a healthier person. It's just not letting myself go so crazy like I used to. I have more respect for others, even if they are behaving dysfunctionally, and I have an ability to be more compassionate to myself and others. And I always feel that my higher self is a big part of me. There are times I can't always tap into it, but she's there, and I can take a moment to connect to that. And I just feel that my life has become a happy place. I'm happy to be alive now. I'm happy to be me. I'm grateful that I did this work. I'm so grateful I had the opportunity of Christina Mike bringing this to me and others. It's just an overall happiness that I've come so far from some pretty dark places. And to actually just be happy with myself and my life without having to continuously pull on something outside of myself, and I'm just really happy with that. Because previously I was pulling on everybody all the time, and I was eating too much, and I would involve the things that were just not healthy for me. And I'm finding my power, and finding my truth, and just learning to stand strong in that. And that's honestly more than I can ask for. That's just, I'm happy with that. So I'm so grateful towards myself for having persevered through, and I'm really grateful for Christina and Mike for what they bring forth. And I'm grateful for everybody else on the call who stepped forward today to allow themselves to be vulnerable, because that really helped me too. It's easy to forget that sometimes sometimes we feel so alone in this, but really in truth we're not. So thank you, everybody.
For me, walking Tara Krista and my pathway has definitely changed my life. I know you've brought me back from death probably many, many times, because there are so many times that I didn't want to be here. And I always felt so alone, and I felt that there was just such darkness upon the planet and such darkness within me. I didn't want to be here anymore. But through the years and through the teachings and with your love and your coaching, I feel like I'm a part of life. I feel like I have my life back. It has been really challenging, especially after the retreat as well. I have similar feelings with Noriko. Like, it was just like I fell off the earth when I came back. And getting up again has been challenging. But I always felt my higher essence with me and guiding me and pushing me, even though I was kicking and screaming a lot of the times. And I totally feel connected. I totally feel the love of Masters and of myself. Sometimes I might not accept it, but I mean, I'm growing and I'm learning and I'm, you know, feeling more love from myself. And I feel that's one of my major issues. I feel excited to be a part of the Ascend Earth Project as well. I feel excited to be a part of, to have the assistance of Lord of the Great Bear and all the many, many masters. And Master Era and Lady Norese. But yes, I totally feel like I'm a brand new person and that I would not be here without you. And I am very, very grateful. I love you all. Thank you.
I think the best way to explain it is that I feel with each challenge, I get closer and closer to who I really am. Through the classes, through the guidance of RN Mel, and of course all the masters, it's sometimes overwhelming the amount of gratitude I have, and I feel humbled often and just so grateful for the assistance, and can really feel the energies of the masters, which is always just always helps me realize the truth of the teachings, and I can just feel them, their essence, so strongly. Oftentimes I feel I get pushed to the brink of insanity. It's often not fun at all, but I know that it's really about helping me get back to the truth of who I am. So with each challenge and each thing I go through, I feel I get one little step closer to that, and can see my own divinity a tiny bit more, and that really helps me tap into the love that we all are as one, and just feeling the connection that we all have as soul family has been huge for me, helping me to not feel so alone in my life, and just really feeling the connection through all of us together. So I agree with pretty much everybody. I think it's just been life-changing and continues to be so. And I don't think I would have had anywhere near the revelations or the improvements in myself that I've had if I hadn't found this path in Mel and Ara. So my gratitude is huge. Thank you.
Thank you. I think one of the major things that has been occurring for me since joining Walking Terra Christa in January of this year has been me becoming more authentic with myself and being able to connect to myself in a way where maybe I may not know exactly what I'm experiencing or exactly what's going on, but I'm able to say, okay, there's something is off within me, or something is going on, or it's that accountability. I'm better able to hold myself accountable, whether it's, I'm having this thought that may not be of my higher essence, or maybe I didn't react in that situation from a place that my higher self would have reacted from, or perhaps I'm being too in my lower emotions. So it's just that accountability and that self-reflection that I think has helped me a lot. And also realizing that sometimes we have to be lost in order to step into that clarity. And I feel that this is what I'm going through, especially with, before we had this break in August, we worked with the root chakra, and that's exactly when I started to feel lost, because I feel like it all stems from my root. And even before joining Walking Terra Christa, I was that light worker that was just all about the love and the light, and everything is positive and nothing is dark, and oh no, I can't possibly delve into the darker elements of myself. And it was all just, you know, very coming from an ego space. So I was that person. So I feel so grateful. And I feel so humbled to know that throughout this darkness is where the light comes. And throughout the pain is the growth and is the evolution. And so much gratitude for all of the Christed beings and masters that are here supporting me, because it can feel very lonely, but I know that I'm not alone. And I know that through this process will come more of me stepping into who I am. So I am happy to embark on this journey. Reverend Ara and Melaresi, thank you so much. No, I can't even say a million thank yous for the work that you do. And thank you to all of the other students and initiates for your vulnerability. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Shade. I've been on this program since 2009. Walking Terra Christa, Mel and Mike, this program has really assisted me in changing who I am as a person and within myself. It's come a long way. Going through this program, it assisted me in doing inner child work, healing myself. I would never dream of attaining or knowing how to do that, but Walking Terra Christa has given me tools to change elements within me, to change my way of thinking, my way of being, to change irritations within me, irritations when I interact with people, interact with family members, coworkers, or my daily life, to change the lack of impatience within me, arrogance, being hard in my interactions, realizing that how I interact, or how you interact with someone at work or with your family or your children, that there's a hardness in there that is not, that is of a lower element, that is not of light. Healing my life circumstances and having an understanding that what happened to me in my life as a child to my adulthood was an opportunity to come into light, to change the past, and to heal myself and to learn forgiveness, to heal the anger, to be vulnerable, to be emotional, and to let go of the hardness within me, to come out of isolation, to let go of the isolation, to let go and heal abandonment, to realize these issues of abandonment, isolation, lack of patience, arrogant, being irritable, having anger, having revengeance, not having patience for anyone, lack of compassion, lack of forgiveness, but all of that just pertained to me, and being able to see the mirror images of the outside world and realizing that I need to change, and using the tools provided in the teachings of all the various tools and understanding of opening the chakra, using the light rays to heal, to clear, and to surrender, to let go of what I thought I knew, let go of the programming, or let go of the belief systems and everything that I know to change that. It hasn't been an easy process, but it's been a process that I commit myself to utilizing the unified whole energies, because that has been a huge tool that has assisted me in removing the dark timelines and changing elements within me, and to continue to be strong on this pathway and to realize that there is no other way but this way. And this is the only way that I can get there, to heal myself and to give me the freedom that I'm seeking.
Well, thank you, Shadow.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. I think it's really helpful to hear everyone's perspective and how they individually receive these higher energy teachings, because there's so many programs out there on the earth that claim to do the same thing. So thank you. So